श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 28 लिंक इन द प्रीवियस टू वर्सेस द लॉर्ड सेड दैट अ डिवोटी शुड ऑफर ऑल थिंग्स एंड एक्शंस टू हिम इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स ही डिस्क्राइब्स द गुड दैट अक्रूज फ्रॉम ऑफरिंग एवरीथिंग एंड एवरी एक्शन टू हिम शुभाशुभफलैरेवं मोक्ष्यसि कर्मबन्धनैः संन्यासयोगयुक्तात्मा विमुक्तो मामुपैशति विथ योर माइंड फर्मली सेट ऑन द योगा ऑफ रिनन्सिएशन That is, by dedicating all actions to me, you will be free from the bondage of all actions, having good and bad results, and freed from them. You yourself, having completely surrendered, shall attain me. Comment. Subhashubha phalairevam mokshyase karma bandhanai. By offering all things and actions, that is, By offering himself, a devotee becomes free from good and bad results of actions performed in innumerable births. In human life, such a man does not perform evil actions. All his actions are performed in accordance with the ordinance of scriptures and saints. But by chance, if a forbidden action is performed by him, the Lord who is installed in his heart destroys it. All actions performed with body, mind, intellect, and senses, etc., are external, so their good or bad result in the form of favorable or unfavorable circumstances is also external. But if a man by error accepts his affinity with those circumstances and thus feels happy and sad, the feeling of sadness and happiness is bondage, which leads him to the wheel of birth and death. On the other hand, a devotee in all the favorable and unfavorable circumstances, regarding them as God's will, feels God's grace and becomes free from bondage. Sanyasa yoga yuktatma. It means that a devotee should offer all his actions to God. Here, sanyasa does not stand for discipline of knowledge. It means surrender to God, as is mentioned in chapter 18, verse 57 also. As a Sankhya yogi rests happily in the self or in God, mentally relegating all actions to the body with nine doors, Gita chapter 5, verse 13, a devotee offers all his actions of innumerable births and their fruits to God. Vimukto mam upaishyati. A devotee from becoming free from bondage attains God. An important fact. What is bondage of good and evil actions? An evil action leads to bondage, so do good actions lead to bondage. As the shackles, whether of gold or iron, bind a man, so do both virtuous and evil actions lead to bondage as they conduce a man to rebirth. Every action, whether good or evil, has a beginning and an end. Similarly, there is connection and disconnection of circumstances as fruit of actions. It means that if an action and its fruit are transitory, how can affinity with them be lasting? But when the eternal self assumes affinity with actions, he is connected with their fruits. Though his affinity with actions and their fruits is not possible, yet he assumes this affinity. He self is eternal. So his assumed affinity, which he accepts in himself, also appears to be eternal. He feels happy when good actions bear fruit in the form of favorable circumstances. But this happiness does not persist for a long time. So he has a desire for happiness. This desire is the root of all sorrow. Before happiness, there was sorrow, and again it will all end in sorrow. It means that so long as he has a desire for happiness, he cannot escape sorrow. When he surrenders himself to God, he realizes his real identity with God, because he is a fraction of the Lord, and his assumed affinity with the body perishes. Actually, he already had his identity with God, but he did not realize it because he performed actions with a selfish motive. But when he offers actions as well as himself to God, he attains his love naturally. In that state, he feels the Lord's grace in both the favorable and unfavorable circumstances. As a kind mother shows her affection in rearing as well as in scolding a child, so does the Lord by sending favorable and unfavorable circumstances to shower his grace on devotees. A devotee, without paying any heed to favorable and unfavorable circumstances, meditates only on God. Appendix. The Lord, by the expression Yanti Madhya Jino Pi Mam, in chapter 9, verse 25, those who worship me attain me alone. Whatever started saying, while concluding the same, he declares, by dedicating all actions and objects to me, you will be free from the bondage of actions, having good and bad result, and freed from them, you yourself, having completely surrendered to me, shall attain me. Actions are also good and bad, and their fruit is also good and bad. Actions which are done for the welfare of others are good, and which are done for one's own self are bad. Favorable circumstance is the good result, and unfavorable circumstance is the bad result. A devotee of God dedicates good actions to God. He does not do bad actions, and is not happy and sad in good and bad results. That is, in favorable and unfavorable circumstances, his sanchita, accumulated actions of infinite lives, are burned to ashes in the same way as a burning piece of grass burns the heap of grass to ashes. By dedicating the actions, objects, and the self to God, affinity or attachment with the world is renounced, and there remains relationship with only God, which has naturally ever been there. Mame vansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Gita chapter 15 verse 7. By regarding the mundane, which is not ours, as ours, we are ensnared in bondage. By regarding the things as ours, only bondage persists. The things don't persist. A devotee has no sense of mind possession with any object, person, or action. So he is freed from the bondage. Here Samarpana Yoga has been called Sannyasa Yoga. The term Mamupaishyasi means that the devotee becomes abhinna, one with God. He loses his independent identity. That is, he becomes verily the Lord's own self. Jnani Tvatmaiva Me Matam. Gita chapter 7 verse 18. This is called Prema Advaita, non-dualism of devotion or love. End of chapter 9 verse 28. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.